Harlem is just one slice of New York City. It's a pretty fat one, though, with a lot of little neighborhoods wrapped inside.
Little Senegal is a three-block stretch of West 116th Street. The West African community's been growing steadily there for more than 20 years.
Independent producer Christopher Johnson took a trip to Little Senegal, and he sent us this postcard.
West Africa is alive in West Harlem. It's in what you hear and see. Like tall, dark, dark-skinned women wrapped in robes with brilliant orange and yellow patterns, chatting in Wolof. Senegalese men strut the blocks in white boo-boos as bright as flashbulbs, snacking on red-skinned peanuts. The smell of dende oil slices right through the humid New York air. But don't get too distracted. The swarms of African kids on razor scooters will take you out as they plow down the sidewalks with that reckless midsummer abandon.
Hello, my name is Issa, and welcome to Little Senegal.
Issa Diouf is a freelance journalist from Dakar. She's agreed to show me around the strip. I follow her as she steps past the storefront mosque, off the curb, and out into traffic, greeting friends as she weaves.
We are on 8th Avenue and 116th Street. On this street, on 116th, from basically 8th Avenue, you see all these stores are, most of them are Senegalese stores.
A lot of the clothing and hair care shops are named after Senegal's holy city, Touba. Issa says store owners picked the name to bring them good business luck. For the Senegalese immigrant missing mom's fish and rice, 116th has the cure. Issa and I stop outside of one popular restaurant that puts that king of all Senegalese meals right at the top of the menu.
Cheboujan. It's basically the national dish in Senegal. Senegalese people love cheboujan, and when you travel and you go outside, you're just like, wow, where can I find my cheboujan? Here, when you come on 116, you know, it's just all here.
Issa's only been in the States a couple of years. Like a lot of the folks in Little Senegal, she says she landed in just the right place.
When I came here for the first time, I'm just like, wow, it's amazing. It's like Senegal. And with all the ambience, you just feel like you're back home.
I stopped by the Association of Senegalese in America. Most evenings, folks fill the ASA's couches and turn the place into their living room. One man I'd never met wordlessly hands me a spoon, as if he's been waiting for me to show up. Then he joins two friends seated around a huge foil pan full of chicken, vegetables, and rice. Politely, I decline the implied invitation. But he wasn't really asking me. He kicks out a chair and points a finger that says, "Sit down. Gotcha." His name is Abdoulaye Cham. He's a retired tailor who's been in Little Senegal for more than two decades. He's obviously a friendly guy, but he barely tolerates my question when I ask why he wanted a total stranger to break bread with him. Abdoulaye says sharing your food, or anything else, with everyone is a key piece of his culture, and he loves the way his traditions come alive in Little Senegal.
You have to come. You have to share as family.
In a restaurant right next door, Ibrahima Jafune remembers when Senegalese business people began opening shops in the area during the 1980s. Jafune runs the Association of Senegalese in America.
Harlem was not like this. It was like a ghetto. When we came over, we fought to try to make it much livable place. We improved 116 by investing.
Construction work drones and pounds in West Harlem, a sign that the area is in for another big transition. The new luxury condos have many longtime residents thinking they'll be priced out of their own neighborhood. Jafune says a rent spike on commercial spaces could force some Senegalese businesses to close. He and lots of shopkeepers worry about the future of their community. Out on the sidewalk, Issa and I run into her friend Bombs, a neighborhood hairstylist. He's confident that Little Senegal will survive, and he compares the people there to another group that went wandering in hopes of putting down new roots.
Senegalese now is like a Jews from Africa. Everybody support everybody together. I'd never see that kind of community. We got strong, strong community.
For NPR News, I'm Christopher Johnson.
Bulma min, 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 bul makon mu nyaaw bul ma min alasan bul ma min bayran bul ma min baba dama ñokon mu nyaaw bul ma min bul ma min bul ma min be fatima.